The text then that calls for our attention this night is our reading for the night from Ephesians chapter 5, especially where Paul says these words, "Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." If you look on the label of most medicine bottles, you'll find something listed as the active ingredient. Yes, mixed in with all sorts of other stuff that are there to help get that ingredient inside of you either easier or more pleasantly, is the thing that really makes it work. It's the acetaminophen in Tylenol that makes the fever go down. It's the ibuprofen in Advil that makes your back stop hurting. It's the antihistamine in your allergy medicine that blocks the pollen from attacking your nose and your eyes. In that hymn that we have sang throughout Lent, we ask this simple question. Simple water fills the bowl. How can this renew our soul? Luther put the question just a little differently in the Catechism. He said, "How can water do such great things?" And the answer, of course, is that water can't. No, water cannot accomplish the things that the Scriptures attribute to baptism. Water trades for drinking. It works well for washing. It's even good for filling up the swimming pool in the summer. But water by itself cannot offer life and salvation. Just think what it would cost if it did. In week one, we looked at the recipe for baptism. We learned that you mix together God's Word, His water, and His command. And last week we reminded the benefit of devouring baptism is indeed that we receive the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit, life eternal. But tonight we make clear exactly what the active ingredient in baptism is. What is it in this recipe that actually produces the benefits that we spoke of last week? What is the secret ingredient? Well, that same hymn that we've been singing says this, "Splash on us your holy word, Father, Son, and Spirit heard." Yes, truth be told, there is no secret ingredient to baptism. Because there is no secret when it comes to God and His revelation to us. No, God is very clear about what it is in baptism that actually accomplishes all of those wonderful things. It is His Word. It is His Word that is spoken, which is connected to the water. Yes, and every promise that God has made in His Word about baptism being brought to bear in that moment when one is baptized. Your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. As many as are baptized have put on Christ. Along with the spoken Word. It is the Word in the flesh, Jesus Christ Himself, who is present there in those waters to save. Yes, the active ingredient in baptism is the Word revealed, and the Word incarnate present in and with that water. And that's exactly what our reading for tonight helps us to understand. Perhaps at first you wondered why we were reading about husbands and how they were to treat their wives when we're supposed to be talking about baptism. But you see, in Paul's mind, earthly marriage and the marriage between Christ and the church are so linked together that he often starts talking about one and ends up talking about the other. In the case of our text, he starts off talking about husbands and how they should treat their wives. But in the middle, he sort of breaks into a mini-sermon about what Christ has done for his church for his people. He says this, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Yes, you see, our text tells us that Jesus prepares us, his bride, the church, for our wedding day, that last day. And how does he prepare us? Well, how except but by the washing of water with the word, what we call baptism. Yes, it is he who makes us to stand there in a white robe of holiness on our wedding day, by washing away all of our sins, and by giving to us his own righteousness, which he lived on this earth. And all of this he does by scrubbing us clean with the power of his word. Yes, the water is the recipe of baptism. It's ultimately just there to get the power of God's word onto us and into us. The water splashes on us the word of God, which is the thing that really does all of the cleansing and saving work. And as Luther points out, then it is the faith that God places into the human heart that soaks up that word. Yes, it is the faith that God works that receives God's work with joy and welcomes the cleansing power that it brings. Yes, the recipe for baptism is water placed in the context of God's command and infused with God's word. And it is that word which is the active ingredient. And it is active to forgive sin and to give the Holy Spirit resulting in life. Yes, God's word, that is the power of baptism. Amen.